Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a congressman who has long served part of the WWIB-WOGO listening area announced this past week he'll be stepping down later in September. We'll hear from him and his wife. And also later, the longest-serving pregnancy care center director in the country, Linda Gardner from Eau Claire's Apple Pregnancy Care Center, talks with Caleb Swenson and me, Mark Halverson, about the upcoming Walk for Life September 14th at Owen Park in Eau Claire. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Again, I'm Mark Halverson. And welcome. Big news in state politics this week, and specifically in central and northern Wisconsin, as Republican Congressman Sean Duffy announced that he'll be stepping down as the representative of the 7th Congressional District September 23rd. Duffy cited health complications being experienced by his 9th child, a little girl due in October, being carried by his wife, Rachel. He explained more Tuesday on Fox and Friends.
Yeah, so not long ago, we found out that our little baby has a couple holes in the heart. And so after she's born, whether it's 2 to 6 months after life, she's going to need open heart surgery. They got to crack her open and fix the heart. They walked us through this yesterday. So I announced I was leaving Congress as I was walking in to meet with the heart doctor about what's going to happen with the baby.
Duffy says he loves politics, but he loves his family more.
I didn't die. I kind of felt like I was at my funeral yesterday, but I'll figure out different things to do where I can have a better balance, where I can support Rachel and the kids, but not with the same schedule that I have as a U.S. congressman. Right.
Duffy's wife, Rachel, tells Fox none of their previous 8 children experienced any health complications.
Well, you know, the initial news was shocking, but... You know, I think we live in a time of amazing technology. I feel really confident when I meet with the doctors. They walk you through everything. I've been getting so many people who I had no idea their kids had been through this, too, who have reached out to us and are offering advice and telling us what they did and what to expect. So it's been amazing. I mean, yesterday, the outpouring of love and support that we received was pretty overwhelming, not the least of which is from all my colleagues at Fox, and I really want to thank everybody who reached out. It really was very touching.
Meanwhile, Congressman Duffy says,
you know what, it's pretty easy for us in the sense that we're lifers. We believe in life, and whatever gifts God gives us, we accept them, and this is going to be a great gift. Yeah, it's going to be a little more stressful, but this little baby will have 8 other siblings to wrap their loving arms around her, and we're going to do it as a family, and we'll figure out a different way to balance our lives. But this little baby couldn't have a better, more loving home to come into, and we're excited for her to come. And but it's going to be easier for her, too, not to have, her dad flying back and forth to Washington, D.C.
Duffy is leaving the door open as to what he may do in the future.
I might come back to politics. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's just at this time, I need to take a moment and make sure Rachel and I and this baby are healthy and doing well.
As for his family's health insurance going forward, Duffy wants to dispel a rumor.
Just so you know, members of Congress don't get health insurance for life. I know you might have seen an email to that effect. So I can get on a COBRA plan after I leave Congress for 18 months. Okay. We pay the full boat for that so we can transition. And with the condition of the baby, we have that complete coverage. But yeah, you're right. I had a look at that and make sure that with the open heart surgery, we had coverage to make sure that, we could pay for that. And we've got that worked out. Thank God that's not a consideration as we look to the birth.
The Wall Street Herald reports several candidates from both parties are expressing an interest in the seat, but only Spencer Zimmerman has declared his candidacy so far. In an email, Zimmerman said he won't decide which party he'll represent, Democrat or Republican, until he knows who the Democratic presidential nominee appears to be. Meanwhile, Zimmerman doesn't hold an office, but recently ran as a Democrat in the 64th Assembly District race and failed to advance past the primaries. He also ran for the 1st Congressional District in 2016 as a Trump conservative, but received less than 3% of the vote. On the Republican side, Wisconsin State Senator Jerry Petrowski, State Senator Tom Tiffany, and State Representative Romaine Quinn have all expressed interest in the 7th Congressional District seat. Possibilities for the Democratic ticket include Representative Nick Milroy of South Range and Senator Janet Buley of Mason. Wausau-based lawyer Christine Bremer-Mugley is also believed to be eyeing the seat, although she told USA Today Network Wisconsin Wednesday she hasn't made a decision, and the Democratic Party of the 7th District is weighing its options. Meanwhile, Governor Evers also indicating this week that he wants to get legal counsel before he officially chooses a day for the special election. In the second of our two stories on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO, Caleb Swenson and I spoke earlier this week with Melinda Gardner of Apple Pregnancy Care Center in Eau Claire. Melinda is the longest-serving pregnancy care center director in the country, having served with Apple during their entire existence of 38 years. She talked with us about the upcoming September 14th Walk for Life at Owen Park in Eau Claire.
Well, we are so pleased to have Melinda Gardner, Executive Director of Apple Pregnancy Care Center, friendsofapple.org, where you can catch up with them online, here with us in studio. Melinda, welcome back, and it's that time of year again. Walk for Life is coming up in just over 2 weeks.
It is. It's hard to believe. Summer is coming to a close really quickly, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. So September 14th is the date of this year's event. And again, for folks who might not be familiar with Apple, too, because again, there's always folks moving in and out of the area.
Of course.
What do you do?
Apple is a pregnancy center that is there to aid and support and educate women, men, and families in unplanned pregnancies, offering life-affirming, compassionate counsel. Apple stands for Aiding Problem Pregnancies with Love and Encouragement. Mm. And so we're there to, you know, how do we help you through a crisis time? How do we educate people? How do we mentor people? How do we support people in the Chippewa Valley in that way? And so we have a wonderful program, an Earn While You Learn program, mm-hmm. where you can come in when you're pregnant and for as long after that as you want and learn from a curriculum about pregnancy and childbirth and parenting and life skills. There's all kinds of curriculum available. And so they can come in every single week and meet with someone. And during that process, they earn bucks. We print money in our office. And you can only spend it in our office. Mm-hmm. and you can buy cribs and car seats and diapers mm-hmm. and baby clothes. And so it's a support for people who are really struggling in many, many ways. And so we love being able to do that and hopefully break some cycles in their lives.
Absolutely.
Melinda, you've been doing this for a few years.
A few years. Thanks for reminding me. 38. Mm. We've been in the Chippewa Valley for 38 years, and that's pretty amazing. It is really exciting, and it just shows his faithfulness to this ministry, that's for sure.
Do you think you're called to this?
Maybe. I sure do. I didn't apply for this job.
Yeah.
And 38 years later, I'm still here. And, mm-hmm. I have a fantastic staff and a fantastic board. And so it takes a village, let me tell you, to run the center. We have a lot of volunteers and we can't do it without the financial support of this community.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of really generous people in this area.
You just mentioned, Melinda, 38 years you've been with Apple now. And how many years has the Walk for Life been? I mean, it's a wonderful event every single year.
It is. I'll tell you, when we first did it, it was a bike-a-thon mm-hmm. out of Chippewa Valley Bible Church.
I took part in that,
Church.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And it got to be an all-day event. And what happened was that we had all these bikers coming because they wanted a bike ride and they weren't raising money for the center. So we decided that was not a good idea. and that was, so my oldest daughter was 5 when we started, and she just turned 39. I'm sorry, Caitlin. She's not here, so it's okay. And so 34 years we've done this.
Wow. Wow, wonderful. And this year, too, again, it's First Avenue in Eau Claire, Owen Park, and a lot of great things coming up. Of course, it's a beautiful walk. It's a beautiful walk along the Chippewa River. Rain or shine, you always hold this event.
We do. Yeah. You know, we work so hard to make it happen. If it's drizzling a little bit, we can't stop it. You know, it's like all the stuff comes together and happens, and we have permits and all of that stuff. So if it's raining, bring an umbrella.
Yeah, sure.
or you can walk on your own another time and still raise the funds. But we love the fellowship and the camaraderie that happens.
Yeah,
there are people that come every single year.
Yeah,
we were regulars and then went to Africa for a couple of
right.
years, and I think we may have even missed last year. I think we were just kind of getting back, but you know, and this is kind of the dessert first event too, right? Because a lot of times, right? Tell people about that.
That's true. We've had really great support from the Menominee Street Dairy Queen, which is now the Roadside Diner.
Yes.
And so we walk out there and get a treat and then walk back and the board makes you a brat. And
that works. Dessert first. Yeah.
Dessert first. And it's just a really special day. People, it's a great family day.
Mm-hmm.
And people just hang out and have a great time. And it's amazing how people will support you when you say, hey, I'd like to do this. And here's why. It's a great way to talk about what we do with people in your circle of friends. And also just, you know, to talk about that issue with people and stuff and why you're doing what you're doing.
To have done this as long as you have you, certainly you have, but is there one story that stands out in terms of somebody coming back like, wow, you know, maybe even by this point, you know, you've had children grow up and even come back and
absolutely.
Say.
Oh, mm-hmm. Absolutely. We have grandchildren at the center now.
Imagine
which
that.
Is really amazing. And we do, we always have clients that show up. And sometimes this has happened to me where I've had somebody come up and say, you don't know me, but I'm somebody who used your services. And now I want to be here and support you.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it really is.
Melinda Gardner from Apple Pregnancy Care Center, Owen Park, First Ed Avenue in Eau Claire, September 14th. It's Walk for Life. And again, details at friendsofapple.org. But finally, before we let you go here, Melinda, how can folks get involved? Because again, it's not just about walking. It's about, again, going out and making that ask and saying, will you sponsor me? Will you support me to friends, family, coworkers, acquaintances, well, people on the street?
You guys had Alice Myers, and she was wonderful. It seems like people recognize those were big shoes to fill in terms of her fundraising, and some
Alice
have stepped up. Right,
was somebody who was in her 80s and 90s, and she won the most raised funds every single year.
So there's no excuse for any of
right.
we folks.
She was amazing.
30s and 40s
yeah.
and 50s.
She was a force to be reckoned with, and that was we really miss her. But we have had some people say, you know, I need to do something because Alice isn't here now, and pick up that pace as well. And so that's really neat. You know, you can go, if you go on friendsofapple.org and go to our events, you will find a way to, you can sign up and make your own little web page.
Sure.
And promote it through your social media and through email and stuff. So it's easy too. You don't even have to do a face-to-face ask if you don't want to.
Great for this millennial generation that I'm a part
right.
of too,
right?
But great to see some smiling faces at Walk for Life September 14th. Again, some great door prizes, free t-shirts for the first 200 participants.
Right.
Melinda, it's going to be a wonderful event. And again, we're talking about life again for the unborn, standing and speaking for those who cannot speak for themselves.
That's right.
If you plan to take part in this during the day on September 14th, and then we're going to talk upcoming, I think September 3rd, to Jesse from 513 Free. Their wrap-up farewell concert is that night, so quite a day in the Chippewa Valley.
It is. That's really wonderful.
Let's see a fantastically huge crowd at both events. Melinda, I know folks are going to be hearing more from you in the days to come here in WWIB, as we're always so proud to be able to stand with Apple for this event. But thank you for making some time for us this morning.
Thank you so much, you guys. We appreciate it. And thanks to WIB.
Apple Pregnancy Care Center Director Melinda Gardner with Caleb Swenson and yours truly, Mark Halverson, on the WIB Wake Up Show earlier this week on WWIB and WIB.com. Giving it a listen here on Chippewa Valley this week on WWIB and WOGO. Again, the Walk for Life coming up September 14th. It's right around the corner, just 13 days away. Owen Park on First Avenue in Eau Claire. Registration beginning that morning at 9 and the walk beginning at 10. Come rain or shine. Learn more at friendsofapple.org. That's friendsofapple.org. Or you can call 715-834-5254. That's 834-5254. And again, recapping from earlier in this program, we're still waiting on Governor Evers to see when he'll call that special election for the vacancy in the 7th Congressional District, with Congressman Sean Duffy stepping down effective September 23rd. He and his wife, Rachel, awaiting the birth of their 9th child in October. Already this little girl facing health complications. Lots of possible candidates for that seat as well. We told you so far only Spencer Zimmerman has declared his candidacy, but he's not saying whether it's as a Republican or a Democrat. He's got a bit of history running for office, but has never held elected office. Meanwhile, a lot of interesting names on the Republican side, including Wisconsin State Senator Jerry Petrowski, State Senator Tom Tiffany, and State Representative Romaine Quinn. All possibilities. And the Democratic side, again, just possibilities. Representative Nick Milroy of South Range, State Senator Janet Bewley of Mason, and maybe even Wausau-based lawyer Christine Bremer-Mugley. So watch with interest. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. I'm Mark Halverson. On WWIB and WOGO, the preceding a public affairs program of both stations, you can catch our podcast at WIB.com.